NPR.
The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is a classic story, and it is the story of a man struggling to reconcile his good and evil natures. Dr. Jekyll develops this serum that lets him go back and forth between Henry Jekyll, the guy who he starts out as, who represses his evil urges, upstanding citizen, and Mr. Hyde, who lets out all those urges and indulges the worst parts of himself in all kinds of lusty and murderous ways.
Yeah, and since it's October and Halloween's coming up, and more to the point, because this is The Indicator.
That is right.
The story of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde has kind of been reminding us of the U.S. economy.
Yeah, Cardiff's been doing a lot of interesting Mr. Hyde impressions.
Oh, it's coming.
Which have involved some very interesting sound effects, which I hope you're not going to withhold from people.
It's coming.
Okay,
don't worry.
Good.
But it has been a baffling year in which to follow the U.S. economy because so many indicators have been pointing in opposite directions. It's like the economy itself has been struggling with its own good and evil natures.
So today on the show, the strange case of the two economies. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. First up, the Jekyll economy. Why the U.S. economy is soaring and will continue to soar.
Couldn't
forever.
Be better. Silver
Everything's
lining
awesome.
All the way.
Why?
Reason number one, the labor market. The unemployment rate is 3.5%. That is the lowest it has been since May of 1969, more than half a century ago. People have jobs. And as long as the economy keeps creating enough jobs month to month, which is what is happening right now, things will keep looking up in the economy. Because that means people are getting jobs and getting raises and they have more money to spend and they can buy things and rent apartments, and that just all keeps the economy going.
Woo! That's right. Reason number two, that everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome.
The people with the lowest wages are the ones getting the biggest raises. For the last 3 years, the 40% of U.S. workers with the lowest wages have had their wages raised by more than all other workers. That's in percentage terms. In fact, their wages have gone up more than 2% a year after adjusting for inflation. So the strong labor market has been benefiting the workers who need it most.
That is very Jekyllian.
That's right. You just coined that, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
Very yes, well. Jekyllian.
Well, we're going to allow that. Yeah.
Reason number three that we are in a Dr. Jekyll economy, the housing market is finally perking up. It was kind of sluggish last year and during the first half of this year, but now it is starting to look healthier. And just yesterday, a survey of companies that build homes showed that they were more optimistic about the housing market than they'd been since the start of last year. And the housing market is a big deal for the rest of the U.S. economy. Historically, wherever the housing market goes, the economy tends to follow.
And reason number four, the Federal Reserve is on the case. Even though the U.S. economy is not in a recession, the Fed has already started lowering interest rates to stimulate the economy because it wants to get ahead of any potential slowdown. Which means that, for example, let's say the trade war that's going on between the U.S. and China or slowing growth in the rest of the world, let's say those things do end up hurting the U.S. economy. Well, the U.S. economy will already be in better shape to withstand the damage because it'll already have some momentum behind it. Because, yeah, the Fed knows what's up. It's ahead of the curve.
So there you go. The Dr. Jekyll economy. So many reasons to celebrate. So
yeah.
Many reasons to be optimistic.
So many reasons to be a little bored, though. Like, everything's awesome.
What?
Like evil's always more seductive than good.
Well, that is true. Everybody thinks Mr. Hyde is way more interesting than Dr. Jekyll. And, you know, it is a much more interesting party conversation, let's be honest. You don't stand in the subway talking to people about, like, how awesome the housing market is.
Well, you don't.
Oh, that's true. So after the break, we explore our dark sides and we take a look at the Mr. Hyde economy.
Time to drink our serum.
How you feeling, Cardiff? Don't hold back, you know. Just lean in to that.
Oh.
Support for The Indicator and the following message come from American Express. You want to build your business. They can help build your business with financing solutions for eligible business customers. The powerful backing of American Express. Don't do business without it. Terms apply. Visit americanexpress.com/business.
Welcome to the dark side of the U.S. economy.
The Hyde economy.
Reasons to be very afraid. First up, the manufacturing sector. So this sector might already be in a recession. According to the big survey of manufacturing companies from the Institute of Supply Management, manufacturing is already in decline. Plus, the sector has pretty much stopped creating jobs this year. And even though manufacturing is only about 11% of the U.S. economy right now, its problems are a reversal of what was happening last year. And it could be a sign that things will get worse in other sectors.
The second reason there's no hope for the U.S. economy is that there's no hope for the global economy. This year, the global economy is expected to grow more slowly than it has since the great financial crisis a decade ago. And when the global economy slows down, that is a problem for the U.S. economy, too, because it means not as many people abroad are buying stuff made by Americans and stuff made by companies based in the United States.
That is some Hydean information.
Hydean.
Makes me want to hide.
Heyo.
I know.
Yeah, right.
I just came up with that.
Very nice.
And that leads us to reason number three, that the U.S. economy is a slow-walking zombie at this point. And that is the trade war between the U.S. and China. There are mixed signals about, you know, whether the U.S. and China will actually ever reach a deal. For now, both countries combined have imposed tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods. And those tariffs are still in place. Economists at Moody's Analytics estimate that the trade wars have already cost the U.S. economy 300,000 jobs.
And last, the final reason that we're all headed for a collapse, that basically the U.S. economy is food for worms at this point, okay?
Wow.
We're talking ourselves into it. For example, Google searches for the word recession are way up this year.
Wait a minute, is this like the secret? Are we manifesting a recession?
Well, it's like if that story gets around that we're headed for a recession, then people will start acting like it. Then they'll, you know, stop buying stuff and they'll start saving more money. And that means the U.S. economy will slow down, which means other people will talk about the economy slowing down, which means more people will talk about the economy slowing down, which means they'll stop buying stuff. And you get the point.
So the solution for this is just to tell everybody that everything is awesome?
Who said there's a solution to this?
Well, it seems like, what if we all start talking about how awesome the economy is?
I just, like, I will confess something, though, right now.
Yeah.
Which is that I think the Jekyll economy is more convincing than the Hyde economy
good.
At the moment, right?
Wait, are you just saying that because of
the secret? No, no, I'm not trying to counter the narrative. I actually think it's more compelling, right?
Okay, so everybody Google strong economic growth right now.
Everybody Google the economy's awesome.
Yeah.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darius Rafieyan and edited by Patty Hirsch. Our intern is Nadia Lewis. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Also, we are looking for an intern. Come hang out at The Indicator. You can work with us, talk about money and the Fed, and help us put stories together and research podcasts and Go Report. It's a great team. If you're interested, go to npr.org/money, or we'll post the listing on our Twitter account. That is @The Indicator.